Dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now at 9 o'clock, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question, when we asked you, Boob Day is the Spanish equivalent of what in Britain? It's an amusing name to us this side of the continent. The word is very likely to raise a smile. And the immediate thoughts are of mistakes or female chests. But do either of those conjure up a special day here? If not, have a guess, because the answer is April Fool's Day. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, take care of road changes for the first carnival. Please be aware that the carnival season is here and Braintree Town Centre will have streets closed on Saturday, June the 8th. Lakes Road and Easter Street, where the procession gathers, will be closed from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Then from 2:30 p.m. it progresses, slowly but surely, along Trinovantium Way, Railway Street, Manor Street, Market Square and High Street. It then proceeds outside of the centre again along Pierre Fett Road, Rain Road, Etheric Road, Panfield Lane and Coldnailhurst Avenue before finishing at Queen's Road. The final parts of the procession should be clear by about 4 p.m. And the theme this year is Back to the 90s. And the carnival's own charities are Cancer Research and Alec Hunter Preschool. A second item is about King Charles, who is the patron of Moorfields. Moorfields Eye Hospital, the oldest eye hospital in the world, has been informed by Buckingham Palace that His Majesty King Charles III will be continuing a royal tradition by becoming its patron after the passing of Her late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Moorfields was once known as the Royal London Ophthalmic Hospital, named in 1837 after its then royal patron, Queen Victoria I. Its current site at City Road had its first foundation stone placed in 1897 by Edward, Prince of Wales, later King Edward VI. Following Queen Elizabeth's death in September 2022 and King Charles' coronation, a review of over 1,000 royal patronages has been underway. I'm delighted to share that we have received news from Buckingham Palace to confirm His Majesty King Charles III will now be patron of Moorfields Eye Hospital, said Martin Cooper, the chief executive. This prestigious patronage will support us to highlight the excellent work of our staff to ensure our patients receive the best care possible. King Charles is known for his passion for sustainability and our purpose of working together to discover, develop, and deliver excellent eye care, sustainability, and at scale aligns well with this ethos. Thirdly, charity names its new chief executive. The Macular Society has appointed Ed Holloway as its new chief executive. He will join the charity in July with a wealth of experience in the charity sector. Ed served as chief executive of the Bank Workers Society for 2 years and spent 14 years at the MS Society. Reflecting on the importance of his new role, Ed said, "The Macular Society is such an important cause. With nearly 1.5 million people affected in the UK, we urgently need to see more progress in research and for macular disease to be given the priority it deserves." And added, "At the MS Society, I worked with over 3,000 volunteers across the UK and our wider membership. It's really important to me that leaders have close connections with the people our organisations support. I want to get out and about to meet as many people as I can and hear their perspective and their experience of living with macular disease. I look forward to working closely with people living with macular disease to understand what is important to the community and ensure we continue to meet their needs. Ed succeeds Kathy Yelf, who became chief executive of the organisation in 2015 and is retiring in July. Now I must return you to my colleagues for more local news items.